Some artists use music to spread their message, and playwright David E. Talbert uses theater, specifically urban theater. And now he's leaping from the stage to the small screen in the reality series Stage Black. David, welcome.
Hey, good to be here. Good to be here.
So why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about what you do and what you've done? You know, your plays are a blend of many different strains of themes, and they've toured all across the country, right?
Yeah, since I started in 91 and have been touring plays, 12 of them have toured across the country. And they are, you know, it's like I'm like the Black Neil Simon. You know, it's using comedy to show different slices of life and love and the human condition. And wrapping them in a package that can be inspirational also at the same time.
Absolutely. Well, what about Stage Black? What inspired you to
do this? Did I say Neil Diamond?
No, you did not. You
said
Neil Simon.
Because I don't want to be the Black Neil Diamond.
You are cracking me up.
I didn't say I was a Black Neil Diamond.
Yeah, you are cracking me up. It must be that drive from the valley that's got you punching.
Make sure I put the right information out there in the universe.
So what made you go into this TV project? And you've got some powerful allies, Tracy Edmonds and Blair Underwood, who we had on recently.
Yeah, Morris Chestnut. You know, I was on tour with my latest play, Love in the Nick of Time, that's starring Morris Chestnut in Avant. And Tracy and I got together. My wife and I came up with the concept for the reality show. And then Tracy and I got together. We had done some work before on another play. And we put it all together, and then Blair came on board. Morris was in the play, so he hung out with me and did the auditions and everything. And, of course, after the women came to from fainting after seeing him, you know, we could really get some auditions going on.
So it's an audition for Eternal Fame and Fortune.
Oh, my.
People are trying to get into your work. So let's listen to a young woman who made the cut in your L.A. auditions.
Don't waste your time trying to label or define me, because I'm not what I was 10 years ago or 10 minutes ago. I'm all that and then some. And whereas I can't live inside yesterday's pain, I can't live without it.
That's what I'm screaming.
So what gives her the juice?
Well, a certain amount of confidence, stage presence, articulation. She opened her eyes. A lot of singers, you know, I don't know who taught this, but a lot of singers, they close their eyes when they sing, you know, and in theater, the eyes we are taught are the windows to the soul. And so she opened her eyes, which was very important, you know, and she had a bright smile and a charming personality. So I said, come on tour.
That's fantastic. Now, let's listen to someone in Detroit who did not make the cut.
Uh-oh.
Toby or not Toby, that was the question until I had asked Romeo where he was at last night, because I didn't see him. And he claimed that he was all up in love with me, but that is not the question, because I know he's all in love because I am that deal.
Now that's a Shakespeare in a blender.
Shakespeare on the corner of Jefferson and Slauson. I don't know. South Central version of Shakespeare.
So what made you veto her, and what mistakes do you think she made?
Well, I think she was creative. And I think she was creative. You know, it's a certain magic that happens when you have enough confidence to alter something that's a classic. So, you know, I take my hat off to her, but she just wasn't the right mix that I was looking for.
Tell us a little bit more. I mean, this is a series. Tell us a little bit more about where folks are headed. I know you don't want to give away the suspense, but what exactly do folks get once they make it through the gauntlet?
Well, you know, I started in the non-traditional route of theater. You know, I went to school, Morgan State, and I have a marketing degree, and I was on the radio.
Yay, so Morgan.
So, you know, I didn't go through the traditional routes. So I wanted this show to be open to folks that have talent, but they don't necessarily either they don't know the traditional routes or they're not interested in traveling through them. So we got 10 people that, you know, sing in a shower or sing in a choir or sing on the street corner or whatever, and class clowns or whatever. and we gave them an opportunity to go across the country with Love in the Nick of Time. And ultimately, I'm going to pick one man, one woman. They're going to be stars in my upcoming production that will tour across the country. So they get a chance to do that. Big stages, 4,000-seat venues, and they get some cash, and they get a network deal on TV One, and they get free Southwest Airlines flights for a year, so all that good stuff.
Do they get the drink tickets with it?
They get the drink tickets, two drink minimum. Two drink minimum.
Before we let you go, want to ask you about the movie.
Yes. I'm fortunate to have directed my first feature film with a great group of actors. It's called First Sunday. And it is with Sony Screen Gems. It's coming out in January. And it's starring Ice Cube, Tracy Morgan, Cat Williams, Loretta Devine, Keith David, Regina Hall, Melinda Williams, Michael Beach, Olivia
Fabulous.
Cole. I mean, it's got wonderful Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam. They're doing some of the music for me, but it's a wonderful group of actors. And
when do you think it'll hit theaters?
I know it's in production in January.
Oh wow!
Yeah, we're editing it now.
Boy, you are.
I'm right down the
you're
street.
You're on the
from
march.
It. Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, David, thank you so much.
Good to be here.
David E. Talbert is an award-winning playwright. His reality series, Stage Black, airs Sundays on the cable channel TV One.